This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 18th of April. Brittany Higgins will keep the $2.4 million compensation payment that she received from the government, despite Justice Michael Lee finding the basis for her claim that there had been a political cover-up of her assault was untrue. Legal sources have told The Advertiser that Justice Lee's finding that Bruce Lehrman in the federal court has no binding power over Ms. Higgins, who was a witness in the case, and she can keep the money. Lawyer and legal commentator Sam McAdoni said the judgment had in fact opened the way for further legal action, including from Ms. Higgins' former boss Fiona Brown. The family of a schoolboy accused of the Sydney church stabbing say he was religious but not radical, and the teen is extremely remorseful. The teen is now constantly asking for his mother and father from hospital. It's understood the boy, who just turned 16, had undiagnosed mental health and anger management problems and changed schools three times and had been seeing school counsellors, at least three psychologists and a psychiatrist since starting high school. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Ongoing protest action that continues to plague Victoria has forced at least 10,000 Victoria police officers off the beat, with more than 560 protests staged in Melbourne CBD in the past 6 months alone. The Now Daily Affairs, equating to more than 21 protests in the city each week, are pulling police from vital duties in their suburbs and regional towns to remain on standby for any protest action. And a federal inquiry has failed to find any evidence of the Queensland government having completed any real work in preparation for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, according to key senators leading the probe. National Senator Bridget McKenzie said the evidence at the inquiry into Australia's preparedness to host the Games so far suggested the only planning completed had been half-baked.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.